Okay.
Are you going to be in something?
Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Aleph. We're holding the top line where the Gemara begins, Omar Ula. What does Ula say? We're talking again about doing the Avoida on Yom Kippur out of order. Says Ula, if one shechs the soyer before the matan dam of par. Let's remember how this works. First, the Kohen Gadol would go and do a vidui on the par. The second vidui on the par, shechted the par, took the blood of the par into the Kodesh Kedoshim. After doing achas, achas, viachas, 8 times altogether, the Bein Habadim in front of the Kapoyis, in front of the Oroin, the second Mishnah, the second Beis Hamikdash, in the Mokim where the Oroin was, after he's done, the Kohen Gadol comes out, gives the blood to someone to be Mamaris, or puts it on a Khan actually, sorry, puts it on a Khan, lets it rest there, and then he goes and shechs the Sor Lashem, takes the blood of the Sor Lashem, brings it into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and does the same achas, achas, viachas, achas, ishtayim, etc. So says Ula, what happens if you shechted the soir before the matan dam shopar? In other words, you did the shechita sapar, but instead of the Kohen Gadol immediately taking that blood of the shechita sapar into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he said, let's wait. Let's first go and shecht the carbon soir lashem. Says Ula, if you did that, no good. You're not yoitzah. You first have to do the matan dam of the par. And therefore they would have to take a new soyer and they'd have to go and do a new shechita. Whether or not you have to do a new hagrol or not, that's a machloikis. We're going to talk about that a little bit in tomorrow's daf as well. But bottom line says, Ula, if you shechted out of order the soyer, you should have shechted after the matan dam shel par. And you shechted before the matan dam shel par. You're not yoitzah. So says Imar Tanan, let's go back to our Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Hiktim Dam Hasoir the Dam Apar. If the Kohen Gadol, instead of spritzing the Dam Apar first, he spritzed the Dam Hasoir first, Yachsor, the Yazar, the Dam Hasoir, Acha Dam Apar. Nishke Verloch, just do a new sprinkling of the blood of the Soir after the Dam Apar. In other words, Kohen Gadol did it out of order. He was marked in the Dam Hasoir first. And then he did the Dam Apar. You're not supposed to do that. So just redo the sprinkling of the Dam Asor. So now you have the Dam Apar before the Dam Asor. So that's a way to go and remedy the situation.
According to Rabbi Nehemiah, fine, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, does it make a difference? Because this is done b'chutz, or because the sprinkling was done...
At the moment, we're assuming that we're talking in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And if you're talking about the Kodesh Kedoshim, kuli alma moida, that it is ma'akif. The only machlokes from Yehuda and Nechemiah, which you're pointing out, is if this is taking place outside of the Heichal, and whether that, since they happen to be the Kohen Gadol is wearing big delov and bachutz in this case meaning outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, whether or not those are voidus of ma'akif. We'll get back to your point in a minute.
The shechita is only, and then he can't repeat, then he might have to do it over.
You're referring to Ula. We're learning now the halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you are marked in the Dam Asar, the Dam Apar, both the Dam Asar, Par, and Dam Asar with Lefnai B'Lefnai. Okay?
Right.
We're going to get back to your point in a moment. Freidimar, the Imisa, if we hold like Ula, that the shechita of this soil before the Matan Dam of the Par. And then you're going to have to shecht a brand new soir. So since our Mishnah is talking about it was matan the dam soir before the matan dam of the par, by definition he had to have shechted the soir before the matan dam shel par. Otherwise he wouldn't have dam soir to be matan before the dam par. That being the case, I have a much more important problem. It's not just that I have to go and redo the sprinkling of the Dam HaSoyer. You have to bring a brand new soyer and you have to go and shecht it. V'im Isa, yachzer, v'yishchet mi boyle. That's much more important. It's not just Okay, bring back the blood of the soyer. That soyer blood is no good. We got to start from scratch, says Ula, because it is a soyer. Bring a brand new soyer. And if you hold it, you have to make a brand new hagrala. You'd have to bring two seirim. You have to have a soyer Lashem and a soyer Lazazel. A ganze ceremony. Everything Gemara Tirgam Ula b'matone shebeheichol. This mission that we're talking about, Hektem Dama, Sor Dama Par, is not talking about Lefnai B'Lefnim. Because Einachanami, if we're talking about the initial Hazois Lefnai B'Lefnim, according to Ula, you'd have to go and shecht a brand new Soir, like Ula said. Amisha only talks about Yachs of Yaz. We're talking about now inside the Heichal. Inside the Heichal means that in fact the initial Matan Dam Shel Par Lefnai V'Lefnim was Taka first. The Seizim was only Shechted subsequently. And then its Matan Dam was second inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that was great. And now when the Kohen Gadol is coming out of the Kodesh Kedoshim holding in his hand the Mizrak of the Soyer, he says to himself, you know what? Instead of having to put this one down and pick up the Dam Par and then take the Dam Soyer, I have the damasar in my hand. Let me go and do it right now.
And therefore, mitzvah avol yadecha
and mamish biyadecha.
And chushu the koyin gadol.
Chushu the koyin gadol. All these wonderful things. I'm avin al mitzvahs. I'm holding on to it. So he's looked at a koyin gadol. A talmud chacham. I'm going to be marked in the dam hasoir the dam hapar inside the heichel. Says in the Mishnah, in such a case, you don't have to go and shecht over again a brand new soyer, because the soyer was geshochted in the right order after the matan domishul par, so that was fine. So Ula's concern is addressed, but I have the problem of being marked in the damador, the dam hasoyer, to the dam hapar in the heichel. For that, says the Mishnah, you know what you got to do. Just sprinkle once again the damasoyer and everything is resolved. And therefore, tigma ulav matonis shebeichal. Mishnah is talking about the heichal matonis. V'chein omer avafis, v'tum matonis shebeichal. But the ma'isa, what are we saying now that the Mishnah, when it said that yachzer v'yazer, that even inside the heichal, it is ma'akev, the order is ma'akev. That gets us back to what Brother Shai was saying a moment ago. That gets us back to the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, whether the avoiders, the big day lovan bachutz outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, whether they are ma'akev or not. The chayyim from our Gemara, we would have arrived the way Ula is learning pshat in the Mishnah, that they are ma'akev like Rabbi Nechemya, and therefore you would have to go and redo it after all, because Rabbi Yehuda after all said that anything bachutz you don't have to redo. The only time our Mishnah said the Yosem Aleklum was lefnai v'lefnim inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, like we learned yesterday. Shkoyach Brother Shai. Zok Gemara writes, v'chein beheichel v'chein b'mizbeach v'chuli tonaravan v'chipres migdash ha-kodesh. Now this pasuk, I'm assuming that all of you have the Torah or Hasholem, v'chipar, that's number one, v'chipar aharn al karnois of achas b'shana. This is already v'chipres migdash
ha-kodesh. Number three is what in the Agni Gemara.
So it's a mistake.
I guess so. They should put a three instead of a one there.
Yeah, okay. Chipres mikdash hakodesh. Chipres mikdash hakodesh.
Mikdash
hakodesh
is one.
Yeah, I'm saying, but the Gemara is a different one. Chipar han alachas, also not this one. So echoy, he's unoisa. All of these psukim are wrong.
In general, Torah Sholem is missing in some of the editions. It's
Islamic Gimel, right?
It's Islamic Gimel. Here we have a totally different pasuk here. But it's important. Shkoyach. You may want to take out a homage for yourself.
First of all, has the keeper of Midrash, that's number one, of course, is Kodol and Moiv, is the Mizbeach.
Yeah, but that is not cited here at all. Unfortunately. What can I tell you? It's not cited here.
Thank you, brother.
The reason I'm suggesting you take it out is because you're going to have a very interesting limud in the Gemara.
Lama
Gimel? This is in Tess Zion Lamed Gimel. Tess Zion Lamed Gimel.
In
Vayikra. Parshas Achri Mos. Shkoyah, thank you very much. And these Chumashim, it's page 336.
I have a
But it's Achri Mos, Tess Zion Lamed Gimel. Thank you for taking out the Chumashim. In this one, but here has this one.
Oh, someone
has that. He has an English. You'll notice this is all the way at the end of the parsha of Avodah Zarah Kippurim, and it's the next to the last pasuk. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'es oil moed v'es mizbeach chaper v'al hakohanim v'al kol am hakohol yechaper. And the final pasuk, v'yishlois lachem l'chukas oilam, this is the way you got to do it forever and ever. L'chaper b'nei Yisrael on Yom Kippur. But we're focusing now on pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the Gemara is going to do something very, very unique. And the Gemara is going to split up the first part of the pasuk and the second part of the pasuk. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'yes oil moed v'yes mizbeach yechaper. That's the first part. Second part is v'al hakohanim v'al kol am hakohol yechaper. Second part. What's going to be the difference between the first part and the second part? The first part is relating specifically to the korban of the so'ir l'Hashem, which is being brought inside the Beis HaMikdash for a specific purpose. And what is that specific purpose? To mechaper of tumas mikdash v'kodoshov in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning that throughout the year, somebody may have gone to the Beis HaMikdash. He initially knew that he was tameh, but when he went to the Beis HaMikdash, he forgot that he was tameh, or he forgot that he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash. And at the moment, there's no yediyah b'soif. We want to go and mimaratza on this individual, that just in case cholida this happened to someone, to be megan on any possible yesurim, to be toila, until this person awakes and says, oy, 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 I forgot, I went into the Beis Migdash Betuma, at which time he's going to have to bring a korban chatas chila v'yoded. During that period of time, until he realizes, the bringing of this Sor Lashem is going to be megin on him, tolem and ayisur. That's on the first part of the pasuk. And the pasuk is referring to that someone by accident went into Mikdash HaKodesh, into the Kodesh Kadosh in Betuma. Someone went into the oil moyed, he went into the heichel betuma. The esa mizbeach, he went to the mizbeach, either pnimi or chitzain betuma. And yechaper, we'll see, means going into the azora betuma. All of that, he's going to get a kapora based on the so'ir lasha. The second part of the pasuk, is referring to the soil lazozel, the soil hamishtalech, and that is mechaper on all shar averos. Who is it mechaper on behalf of? On behalf of Gans Klal Yisrael, on behalf of the kehanim, on behalf of Amakol means the Yisraelim. The Gemara is going to say yechaper, and on the Levim, everybody is included. So therefore, the first part of the pasuk is referring to the soil Hashem. Second part of the pasuk is referring to the so'ir la'azazel. That's how Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn in the Braisa. We're going to see that Rabbi Shimon disagrees. First, let's learn the Braisa with Rabbi Yehuda, and then we'll come to Rabbi Shimon. It's Tana Rabban. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. What is that referring to? Zelefnai v'lefnim. A person who went betumah into the Kodesh Kadoshim without being aware that he's Tameh, without being aware that this is Asur. He knew initially that it was Tameh. A week ago he knew it was Tameh. He didn't go to the mikveh, and he went to the Kodesh Kadoshim without realizing that he was Tameh. Or Oyel Moyed, Zeheichel, he went into the Heichel when he was Tameh. Mizbeach Kimashmoy, he went over to the Mizbeach. Yechaper Elu Azorois, he went over into the Azora in any one of these cases when he was Tameh. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, first of the narrow lines. Ze, second of the narrow lines. Ze Lefnai V'Lefnim. Kiper V'Domim Halolu, by having the Sor Lashem, he was Mechaper. Al Tuma She'ira Lefnai V'Lefnim. Im Nichnas Odom Shem B'Tumah. At this point he doesn't remember, he doesn't realize. But originally he had a yediya. If and when he ever becomes aware of the fact that he went to the Beis HaMikdash Betumah, he's going to bring his chatas oil v'yard. So that was lefnai v'lefnim, the words v'chipres mikdash hakodesh. But now we get to the next part of the pasuk. This oil moed zeheichel, says Rashi, al tumah she'ira beheichel. V'yasa mizbeach kemashmoi, al tumah she'ira lo'odem b'mizbeach. V'shor k'dei hishtachavah, he stayed in the Beis HaMikdash. David, please go on mute. What does it say here? David, please go on mute if you'd be so kind, because we hear some background noise. Thank you. Someone became bazara. That's the shear. How much pisha you dine for a glayim? How much would that be? 10 seconds, 20 seconds, half a minute. You go all the way, prostrate yourself on the ground, you stand up. That shear, that's a shear. If you became tamei inside the azara and realized, I'm tamei, get out immediately. Don't stick around. If you stick around, kadish tachavoy, you'll be over. Anyway, all of this, you get the benefit of the sur of Hashem, which is mechaper. Now, this is for the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. However, vis-a-vis the kohanim, when they have a shail of tumas mikdash kedoshav, they don't get a partial kapara from the sur of Hashem, but rather they rely on the par of the kohen gadol. The par of the kohen gadol is mechaper for them on this aveira of the tumas mikdash kedoshav. So this is the first part of the pasuk, and now we go to the second part of the pasuk. Zok yitzvayt to the brisa, hakoyhanim kimashmoon. Kimashmoon means, let me just go back for one second. We said elu azorais. You're wondering what the multiple azorais, because inside what we call the Ezra's Yisrael or the azara, there's both the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's kohanim, as well as beyond the mizbeach, you have the ulam la mizbeach. So the Gemara calls that all azorais. The Meforshim talk about the fact, why does the Braisa have to refer to the Mizbeach separately, since the Mizbeach by definition is part of the Azores. And if you're talking about that it's the Mizbeach HaPanimim, then it's part of the Heichal. So therefore this would seem to be unnecessary. Why does it have to talk about Mizbeach? So the Meforshim say that Mizbeach is talking about a person that approached the Mizbeach to do avoida on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the other people in this pasuk who entered into the Kodesh Kodashim or into the Heichal or into the Azaris stamazai without going to do avoida. Mizbeach was going to do avoida. Anyway, that's the first part of the pasuk. Sar Lashem is mechaper toyla lechalapachas on the inyan of mikdash kodashim.
Tumas mikdash kodashim.
Thank you, Tumas mikdash kodashim. The gabe klal Yisrael. The pasuk here doesn't address, but separately the par of the Kohen Gadol, that is toila for purposes of Tumas Mishvi Kadoshav for the Kahanim. But the second part of the pasuk is now Ala Kahanim Kimashimon. We're talking about the Kahanim. Amakol Eli Yisrael Yichaper is the Levim Hushmukul Lechapora Acha Shekul Miskaprin. Not by the Sar Lashem. We're done with that. Now Besar Mishtaleach Bishar Aveirois Diver Reb Yehuda. So the second half of the pasuk is not talking about the Sar Lashem anymore. It's talking specifically about the Sar Mishtaleach, and it's not talking about Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, because that I took care of. Now we're talking about Bishar Aveirois. Any other Aveirois, we have the benefit of the Sar Mishtaleach, which is going to be Mechaper. And as opposed to Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, where we did not have unity in one carbon, but rather it was split up between the Sar Lashem for the Yisraelim, and we had the power for the Kehanim. Sar Mishtalech Bishar Aveirois takes care of everybody, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
That little Sarah's cannon, quite a burden.
Quite strong.
Yeah. Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav we got spread among many, all these different karbanos, but this little...
Two karbanos, but that's correct. Okay. 100%. Let's go next, Rashi. Hushvu Kula. Basra. We have now Kehanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav E'efshel Hashvois. And there you didn't have everybody egalitarian, everybody together. Shari Apar Mechaper L'Kehanim. Which carbon, which kapara is everybody together as one? Rabbi Yehuda said it's the Sar Mishtaleach, specifically the vidui of the Sar Mishtaleach. That's mechaper on everybody, Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Why aren't the Levim mentioned as far as the Tumas Mikdash Kedosh of kapara?
Because the second part of the pasuk, since we are enumerating the Kahanim and Yisrael, we shouldn't have this big gap. Well, what about Levium? I'm not a Kohen and I'm not a Yisrael. So he said Levium as well. The first part of the book is only talking about Yisraelim. The Kahanim are
already a Mechaper
with the par. Kohen Gadol. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon disagrees with Reb Yehuda only on the Sefer. Avad, he agrees that the Gabi Tum Mikshadoshov, the Gabi Kahanim, they have the par Kohen Gadol. The Gabi Tish Mikshadoshov, the Gabi Yisrael, he agrees that we have the Soir Lashem. The question is, what is the Soir Mishtaleach Mechapara? Reb Yehuda said the Soir Mishtaleach is both for the Kehanim and the Yisraelim, and parenthetically also the Levium, the Kehanim and Yisraelim. So Reb Shimon, on that point I disagree. Why? Because just like by Tumas Mikshishri Kadoshev, we separate between the Kahanim and the Yisraelim. The Gabi, the Dinim of Shara Veirois, we're also going to distinguish between the two. How? That Bashara Veirois, the Kahanim, also have the benefit of that big par. Par is a big animal. It's going to go and cover the Kahanim. A to Z, soup to nuts and bolts. It covers not only the Sora Mishnah, not only the Tumas Mikshu Shekadosh of like Rabbi Yehuda said, but it even includes the Shara Beirois. So, Bazoi, where is Klal Yisrael going to get their Kapara Shara Beirois? With the Sora Mishnah Leach. So there too, we're going to go and split it up. We're not going to have this Hushvu Kulan the Kapara Achas in one Behema. There too, we're going to split it up between the Par, and this time not the Sora Lashem. With the son of Mishtalech.
And the lashon of the vidoy that the Kohen Gadol makes on the par sort of stems with this.
Vishi Pashati,
right.
It doesn't
seem to limit it to just.
Yes, Tom Shiroshim. I agree with you. Reb Shimon Oimer, Kishem Shedam Hasoir Hanas Befnim, Machaper Al Yisrael Betumas Mikshish Kadosha, like we said a moment ago. This part of Reb Shimon is no chidush. He's really just repeating what we just said now according to Reb Yehuda. But the reason why he's repeating it is because he wants to show that in each animal, in each korban, we have two mechaprim. In the case of the Sor Lashem, it's the dam that's mechaper by the zrikois, the hazois inside the base of Megdish. What is mechapra? To Mishadosh. The Dama Par, same thing, Mechaper Kehanim, but Tumas Mikshadoshev. All the Achas, Achas, Viachas, all the 43, 47, 48, that's all the Dam. This is for Kehanim, this is for Israel. Ukishem Shevidui Shesor HaMishtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael, Bishar Averois, Kach Vidui Shel Par, Mechaper Al Kehanim, Bishar Averois. And therefore, according to Shimon, the Par effects double kapara, both on Tumas Mikdash Kadoshim Al Yidei via the blood, and it's also mechaper by Kehanim Shara Veirois. How? Via the vidui on the part. So that's mechaper Shara Veirois as well. Fine. With this, we've concluded the shtickel, and we start a new shtickel now. Tana Rabban. We have a new passing now. V'chila mikaper es hakodesh. This is now correctly number two. What the Brice is going to tell us now is what we learned in the Mishnah, that we had a machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Kuli alma moida, that we have three sets of hazois in the Beis Hamikdash. We have one set with Nai B'lefnim, one set in the Hechuk, one set on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, that in each case, if in the middle of one of those sets, the animal, unfortunately, not the animal, if the blood unfortunately spills onto the ground, the Kohen Gadol has to go and shecht a brand new animal, but he doesn't have to go back to the earlier set. So if this happens, for instance, inside the Heichol, the earlier set, that did a perfect job. We're done. We're only going to start anew inside the Heichol, and if you already finished the Heichol, and the blood spilled out, he's going to only have to have a new par for for purposes of the Mizbeach. And what was the machloek between a mayor and a blazer of Shimon? That if in the middle of the mushul, the eight hazois, lefnai v'lefnim, or the mushul in front of the paroiches, after number three, the blood spilled out. According to Meir, you got to start from number one again, but only in that location, from that set. According to Reb Shimon, you start from wherever you left off. If you already did three, you just have to do five more. That's what we have in the Mishnah, and that's what the Braisa now expands and expounds upon. So to the Braisa, turn about. Mechil mekaperes hakodesh zelefnai v'lefnim. Oil moyed zehechel. Mizbeach kemashmoy. Those are the three sets. Malamik, shekulin kapara, kapara b'fniyatzma. To tell you that each one is a set on its own, and therefore, what are the ramifications? Mikan omru. Nosa miktas matonis she b'fnim, lefnai v'lefnim. He did miktas matonis, three out of the eight, lemoshul. V'nishbach adam, the dam spilled out. Yovi dam acher. Dam acher means he's going to have to bring a brand new carbon, a brand new behemoth. V'yaslu b'tchilin, have to start again from the beginning. B'matonis she b'fnim, on the matonis inside the Kodesh Kadosh. But Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Oymrim, Eina maskel el makim shepasik. No, no, if you did three already, just add five more. That's in the Kodesh Kadosh. But he's in the middle. But what happens in Gomeres HaMatonis Shvifnim? He finished off all the eight of the par, or of the soir, inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. Vinish b'chadam, and after finishing off those eight, unfortunately the blood spilled. The Kohen Gadol is leaving, going through the one or the two Peroichasin, and as he's going through the Peroichasin, he stumbles and he falls, and Nebuch the dam spills out. No, Yavidam Achi, he's going to have to bring a new carbon, a new par, a new soil. One of the two, whichever one spilled out, he's going to have to bring a brand new one. He doesn't have to go back to the Kodesh Kadosh because Gomer's Matonish, that's done already. That's Shebifnim, Lefnai Belefnim. He's finished. Now we have to start from afresh. Matonish Shebehechel. What happens? Nosam Mikhtas Matonish Shebehechel. He did some of the Matonish Shebehechel. Vinish Bechadam, and again, Nebuch the Dam spilled out. Yavi Dam Acher, a new carbon. And again, Viyasl Matchila Behechel. He starts again from square one in the Hechel. Not in the Kodesh Kadosh, that was done. Rabbi Lazar Shimon, I remember, Eina Maskel Makim Shepasik. You only have to start from where you left off. If you already did three Azois, do five more. Gomer Matonish Behechel, Baruch Hashem, he's done all the Matonish Behechel. Vinish Bechadam, and the dam unfortunately spilled out. Yobi Damacher, bring brand new dam. Viyaschel Betchilo, and he'll have to start once again. The Matonish HaMizbeach, because he was Gomer Matonish Behechel. So Hechel is done. We start now, fresh new carbon for the matonish hamizbech. Nothing makes the matonish hamizbech if he gave some of those matonis, right? What is some of the matonis? Remember, we had on the four corners, right, and then subsequently seven. The seven alteris hamizbech. If somewhere in the middle there, unfortunately, the blood spilled out, so he did mix his matonish hamizbech. Minish b'chadam, yavi damacher, again a new carbon. V'yaskel b'tchil, you start again from scratch, matonish hamizbech from the beginning of the seven, and then the additional four. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Oymen, in Makim Shepasak, who Maschel. Wherever he stopped, he starts from there. Always consistent, like we learned in the Mishnah. Finally, when Amos Gom Matonish Mizbeach, we're done with the Matonish Mizbeach. Everything Baruch Hashem is letter perfect, sprinkle perfect. The Nishbach Adam, and now the dam spilled out before the Shvichas Hashirayim on the side in the
Azara.
In the Azara on the Mizbeach Achitzoin. Divrei HaKoil Loi Ma'akvi. Everybody would agree it's not Ma'akiv. Now we say Divrei HaKoil, we only mean Reb Meir, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon. Because as you recall, we had yesterday in the Gemara, we had a Machloikis whether the Shirayim is Ma'akev. Reb Yehuda said that Shirayim is Ma'akev. And Reb Yochanan said, Alibad Reb Nechemia, that Shirayim is Ma'akev. So they obviously don't hold Loi Ma'akvi. Yeah. They would hold, you'd have to bring a new par again, and you'd have to go and shecht it again. Not shecht it again, you shecht it, and take the blood just to go and do the Shvichas Shirayim.
How can it be considered Shirayim if there
Because you didn't do it previously, 100%. But since they hold this Ma'akev, that means that that's a new Hazor. Just like you have eight Hazors for five with him, and you have eight Hazors in front of the precious, and you have seven and four, you have one Hazor, which is called the Shvicha, on the and if you didn't do it, it's the Ma'akib, so therefore you have to go and do it. It's a little bit ironic. In this case, it won't really be Shirayim.
Because he's got nothing to be Shirayim from.
Or because he didn't do earlier Hazors. Yeah. But if you hold his Ma'akib, then that's a fresh Hazor on its own. Call it 48th Zrika. That's what, in fact, Imar does call it, the 48th, if you hold the Shirayim is Ma'akib. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Amar of Yoichanan, Ushnei Mikra Echadosh. Ushnei means both sides, both Reb Meir and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon both learned the same pasuk to derive each one lishitosai. Says the pasuk Midam Chatas Akipurim Achas Bashana Yechaper Olov. So it says Chatas Achas pashana. Remeyasabra chatas achas. Amadilcha veloishtei chatois. You cannot have within the same set two karbonois chatas. And therefore, if after spritzing number three, you did achas, 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 shtayim, the blood spilled out, sorry?
Chozer
l'rosh, because you cannot have one chatas for the first three, and another chatas for the next five, not sigit nisht. So you have to have one for all of all the eight of that set in the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Heichal, wherever it is, and therefore you cannot be mitzar of two. Achas bashana v'lo yishtei chatois. I agree with Remeir's drasha, but I don't agree chatas achas, one behema. But what I hold is chitui. Chitui here means one sprinkling, which is mechaper on the chait, and therefore you can only have one sprinkling and not two sprinklings. Meaning that if, according to Remeir, after sprinkling number three, the dam spilled out, if I'm going to go and repeat it, what's going to happen is I'm not just going to have eight sprinklings, eight hazois. I'm going to have 11 hazois. Three hazois from par number one, eight hazois from par number two. No, 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 no. You only sprinkle once. You don't get a chance to go and sprinkle again. So therefore, you already did three. Add five more. Don't start from scratch. Don't add another eight. Chiti achad, only one sprinkling to be mechaper, not two sprinklings. Shoy, that's the machlokes. It's time. Omer Rebbe. Rebbe said we have a parallel situation involving the Metzora, where there, li, to me, Chilek Rabbi Yankov, but Lugin Rabbi Yankov said, by Lugin, it's a different halacha. What do you mean it's a different halacha? Thereby, a Metzora, besides all the kabbonis that he has to bring, he also has to bring a loik shemen. Now, what do you do with the loik shemen? So the Pasuk says that from that loik, initially, the koyin should be the hizam and hashemen, the etzboi sheva pa'omim lefnei Hashem, he has to go and sprinkle seven times, bimaza min Hashem in the etzboi, with one finger. After that, he goes and takes v'hanoyser min Hashem, whatever is left over. No, that's not the right pasuk. Umiyasar Hashem, this is pasuk number 6 here in the Torah Or HaShalem. Umiyasar Hashem Ashel Kapoy, after finishing off the seven hazois, the remaining shemen, you know what he does? Eaten a koin al tenuch oizen amitari yimonis, put it on the tenuch oizen, mal boin yad yimonis, mal boin ragla yimonis, al dama oshem. That's what we call putting shemen on the behoinis. It includes all the tenuch, but usually we refer to as the behoinis as one general set. What happens if there's still shemen left over? Then we go to pasuk number 4. V'hanoisim en ha-shemen ha-shalkaf ha-koyen yitan ha-roishim mitar lechaper olav mei Hashem. You go and put the shemen on top of the koyen's head. Not the koyen's head, the mitzvah's head. Thank you. So, what is the Gemara telling us? Rabbi Yankov says, in this case, we don't have the same machlokes. Meaning, what happens if in the middle of the Sheva Hazois, some of the blood, not the blood, the Shema Shemen, allow me to finish and then you'll correct. Then some of the Shemen spills on the ground. What do I do now? Ooh, I gotta bring a new loik. Do I start from the beginning or do I start from where I left off? So if this was exactly the same machlokes that we had by the case of the Matonis on Yom Kippur, then I would say it's exactly the same. According to the mayor, you got to start from scratch, and according to the Blazer of Shemini, you start wherever you left off. And the same thing applies not only to the Shemen Azois, but also on the Bohinois. In the middle of the Bohinois, the Loik Shemen spilled. Uh-oh, got to start again from the beginning. What's the beginning? We don't go back to the first Shev Azois. These are all two separate sets. Shev Azois, those are done. But in the Bohinois, we have to put on the Tanukh and the Bohin Yad, the Bohin Regel. What happens if the Shemen spills out? So I would think it's the same Machlokes. Says, Rabbi Yankov told me no. Here everybody agrees. You start at the beginning of the set, and you don't go and Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon, I'm asking to the mayor that you don't start in the middle from wherever you left off, but you start from the beginning of that set. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Li chilek Rabbi Yankov belugin, so a line or two lower than we are in the Gemara, says Rabbi, li nosen Rabbi Yankov chilek belug, shem shem atzayim. Shloi hushvu lematin damash in Yom Kippurim. It doesn't have the same halacha. Vishonalin, he told me, loi nechlik ura meyev rablaz Rabbi Shem about voidis achaluka is boy. What is the voidis achaluka? It's the different sets of the sheva zoi shem bifnim. Umatin behoinois. Misham hu maschil. Reb Loz and Reb Shimon do not say that wherever you stopped, you start again. No, no, no. Dichsiv loik echad shaman. Loik echad amartir lechol liyosav kaparabai. For loik shnei lugin, it's got to be one loik and not multiple lugin. To hosam hu the ikla medish. In the case of the chatas, I was able to go and say, midam chatas akipurim, achas bashana. The Reb Loz Reb Shimon say, chitoy echad, for loik shnei chitoy. That you can say. Avol hocha lekel meimach, you wouldn't go and say, here it's lugi echad v'loi shnei lugim. We're talking about the loik shemen. There is no other way of teaching the words. So, bottom line once again says Rebbe, even though we have this big machloek between Rebbe Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, legabi the dam on Yom Kippur, we do not have a similar machloekis legabi the loik echad sheshomen, but rather if it ever spills out in one of the sets, guess what? Everybody agrees you begin, you go back to the beginning of that set, but you do not go from wherever you're holding. Not like Rav Lozer Shimon, that you start off and continue on. Frey Dimara Azei V'loi V'atanya. And now we're going to bring a brisa, which is going to sound so similar to our case of the Dam on Yom Kippur. What does it say in the brisa? Nosan miktas matonis shebifnim. He gave some of the matonis. What are these matonis shebifnim? Those are the seven hazo'ois towards the Kodesh Kadoshim. It says in the Pasuk, first wide line of Rashi, the Hizam and Hashem Betzboi Sheva Pa'amim Lifnei Hashem. If in the middle of those matonis, again, not of dam, of shemen, unfortunately, the nishvach haloik, yovi loik achab, start from the beginning, v'yasim v'tchilim v'matonis sheba heichal, start all the way fresh. And you would assume this is according to Kuli Alma. That's what right. Rebbe repeated in the name of Rebbe Yankiv. And guess what? Rebbe Lazim, Rebbe Shimon, Oymen, mimachim shepasek u'maschim. If he did three out of the seven, do four more from the new one. You don't start from the beginning. Now let's continue on. Gom v'tonu shebeichel, he finished those seven. V'nishvach ha'loig, and the leg spilled out. Yovi loig achar v'yaschu betchila b'matonu shebehoinois. He starts now the behoinois, which are three applications, one on the Tanuch and Boyin Yad and Boyin Roga. Now, what happens? Nothing mixes Matonis, but behind is Venishbach Aleg, and some of it spilled out. Says the Tanakama, Reb Meir, Yavi Loik Achavi Yasra Batchil, Matonish Bagoyin, start again from the beginning. You would think, according to Reb Yankiv, the same thing with Reb Shimon. Oh no, Reb Lazar Shimon, Oymim, Mi Makim Shapasikul Maschil. You start from wherever you left off. Identical Machloikis. Now, let's go to the third of the applications. That's the one of the pouring on top of the head. You go and put al yitan al roish amitayr. Gomer matonish behoinis. Venish bechalei divyakol matonis al roish loy ma'akvois. This is similar to the concept of shvicha shirayim, not ma'akiv. Anyway, what do I see crystal clearly that the identical machloek is by Tam is the same machloek by Shemen? Right, Barry, you agree?
Yeah.
So how did Rebbe say li chilek Rebbe Yankiv belugin? Eimar says Eimar, you have to make one small change. Li shon Rebbe Yankiv belugin. Rebbe Yankiv taught me by lugin that the exact same halacha applies. If you look at the Rashi, the third wide line all the way in the bottom, li shon Rebbe Yankiv is a machloikis hazeh shem mishasenu. He told me, you just heard the machloikis between the mayor, Reb Lozer Shimon, the exact same machloikis is also legabe the lugin. Fine.
So the matonis on the rosh, you're saying that's a shirayim.
Let's go on. Omamar, matonis arosh ein ma'akwis. Fate to my time. What would be the reason? Elaine Mishim Dechziv. Va'noisim in Hashemen. So it's noiser, that's the shirayim which is left over. Fate to my, let me ask you a question. We're not going to go back to the dam. We're going to go to a korban mincha. By korban mincha, it says that the kohen has to take the koimetz and the hikter as karosa. He's marked it on the mizbeach. And then number five, vaneseres mina mincha la'arn levanav kohen chidoshim ishe Hashem. This is a present that the kahanim eat that they get the shiorei hamincha. Okay, so you're going to tell me now, hachanamit le'ma'akvi, if there are shirayim nishirayim, it doesn't make a difference. No, no, it makes a big difference. What difference does it make if you're missing the shirayim? we had in the Gemara a few days ago that if shirayim shechosru ben kmitza lahaktara, the ain maktirin is a kmitza layu, that when you want to be makta the kmitza, you have to make sure that the entire shirayim is ganz, nothing is missing. If any of the shirayim is missing, you're not going to be makter the matir, which is of course the kmitza. Where do we have this in the Gemara? We were talking about what happens when he does the kmitza and you have some space between, exactly, had to be between the fingers. So what do you do with that? The Gemara says, well, okay, so let's go be makter it together with the kmitza. So the Gemara says, how can you? If these are real bona fide shirayim and not kmitza, then shirayim shechosu be kmitza haktara, you're missing it. How are you missing? By putting on the mizbeach, ein maktir is a kmitza. So we had this Gemara already a few days ago. Anyway, so bottom line is, says Gemara, I see that the shirayim legavi the kar mincha are ma'akiv. So here it says v'hanoi sar, and here it says v'hanoi seres. So they're both the same term. This is zocher, this is nekeva. But the point is that hachanamli ma'akvi, just like it's ma'akiv over there, it should be ma'akiv over here too. Says Gemara, shani hasim dechsev umiyaser v'hanoiser. What does Gemara mean? Because we had altogether three stages. You took the shemen, initially you put it the sheva hazois. That was the first. And then, number six in our Gemara, umiyasra hashemen asher al kapoy yitin hakoyin on the tenuch and on the behoinais. So it says, umiyasra hashemen. And now we get to the third stage, vahanoisim in hashemen ashal kapha koyin, you put in the roish amitai. So the Gemara says, this is not shirayim. This is shiore shirayim. This is, everybody would agree, perhaps even Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah of yesterday, that this is zircha not ma'akev, because it's not just shirayim, it's shiyori shirayim. It's the noiser from the yeser. See the last Rashi in the bottom? Shani hoch dechsev miyeser Hashem v'yan noiser. Maton is b'hoi nois keruyin shirayim dechsev u'miyeser Hashem. That's already called shirayim. And the shirayim are ma'akev legabe the b'hoi nois, yeah, they're ma'akev. Umaton is a roish keruyin shiyori shirayim dechsev u'van noiser b'shirayim v'rishayim. Yitan roish v'mitar. So therefore, everybody will agree, shir shirayim are not ma'akev. Beautiful. Now we're going to start a new inyan, but we're going to come back very shortly to this machloikis between the mayor and the blessed of Shem. Now what is the new inyan? Asham mitzoyre sheshochte shaloi lishmoy. Uh-oh, you shechted a korban shaloi lishmoy. Everybody remember the first Mishnah. Barry, what's the first Mishnah of Sechus Vachim?
Kol as Vachim, kosher except chatas and pesach.
One second, you're skipping a few words. Kol as Vachim, shenizru shloi lishmoy, kshedem, ela shloi olu, labala mishem choyva, chotz mi pesach ve chatas or pesach.
Rabbi Lezer, omer af Hashem.
Right, good. We're not going kodesh Rabbi Lezer today, we're only going kodesh to Tanakama. In Tanakama, equates Hashem to all other kabbonis except for chatos and Pesach, which we're not talking about either. So what's the din if you shechted the Hashem mitzayda shaloi
lishmoy? Sure, but he has to bring another one.
He has to bring another one. It's a kosher korban. Why does he have to bring another one? Le'ol le'balim shem chayva. Perfect. Good. Says the Gemara, what happens if they shechted the shaloi lishmoy? They took some of the dam, as well as some of the loik shaman, and they started applying it, lemoshel, in the case of the loik shaman, on the behoinois, on the ear, and on the behoinois, and they did all the things you're supposed to do, and then they heard, uh-oh, Rabbi Yisai, the shechita was shaloi lishma. Oh, shaloi lishma, we're going to have to start from the beginning. Says the Gemara, bonu lemachlekes rameiv, rablazer of shimon, rameiv de omir, de omar, who says by uns in the case of Yom Kippur that if it spills out, yavi acher v'yasal b'tchil, you start from the beginning. Hachanami yavi acher v'yishchay, you can start from the beginning here too. Meaning this whole carbon is as if it spilled down the drain because unfortunately it was shechted shaloi lishma. So although it's kosher in the sense that go to Zrika Saddam and have the Kahanim can go and eat it, the Shiraim, everything is kosher, put the Ayman on the Mizbeach, yeah, that's all great. But as far as the Mitzvah is concerned,
Nothing happens.
Gunish Mitkush. So therefore, since nothing happens, says Rameir, start again, Yaschar Batchila, go and bring a brand new carbon. Yaviachav Yishchat. Ul Rabbi Shimon Sha'imim Mimokim Shapasak, Misham Hu Maschil, Hocha Ein Loi Takana. Since Rabbi Lezer Shimon say that if you did something, and that something has some validity, you continue on from there, here you won't be able to continue on. Here we also had something that had some validity. Vis-a-vis being machshir and being matir, this mitzayra, we're still stuck. But vis-a-vis carbon, it was a kosher carbon. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It's a kosher carb. You were able to do this rikas adam. You were able to go and give it to the kohen to eat, and the aymer and the mizbeach. In that respect, it was a good carb. So it was partially good. Vis-a-vis the metzora, no good. So you're going to tell me, okay, so bring a second asham. Yeah, but it says in the pasuk, kibbutz echad asham, asham echad. Just like we said back on the Omer Aleph, loy gechad v'loy shnei lugin, chatas achas v'loy shtei chatois. Here too, you only have one chance, one carbon asham.
This guy's going to be mitzora forever.
He's going to be at mitzora forever, in the sense not that he has to go mechutz l'sholish machmer.
He'll never ever be able to eat kachem.
That is exactly right. According to Blazer Reb Shimon, the guy will be stuck. Ein loy takan. Quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, the first of the narrow line. The Rameh. The Omer Avoyde Shaloi Nigmara. Harihi Kimisha Eina. If the Avoyde was not complete, some of the blood spilled out.
Do over.
Afzu. Hoyvel Enigma. Charili Otsa L'Shem Choyva. Alva Bisha Nosim Yimena L'Bahoynes. Even if you put the Adam and the Shem in the Bahoynes, Harihi Kimisha Eina, nothing happened. V'yavi Yashimach. You start from scratch. It's like a good carbon, in the sense it's almost like an adova, a neder and adova. Of course it's not. You can't bring an asham neder and adova. Right. But it's a kosher carbon. But lamaisi weren't yoitzer, so start again from the beginning. They don't say that the old carbon that something spilled, it's lesser. So have the chashivis of a carbon. Now you can't complete it by bringing a second one. Doc said, a mitzvah has to bring kevis echad or sham. On the Amid Aleph, we could say that when it says in the Pasuk, Chatas akol here, Chatas, and then we said, Achas bashona, so we said, Chatas doesn't necessarily mean two chatois, it means two chituyim. Don't repeat the sprinkling of the blood. But here you can't go and say, Chitiachad amart elcha, because you only have Osham, there's no other way of connotation vis-a-vis the word asham. Hilkach ain't like to kind of your star.
We have another case where the mitzvah comes to the shar nikanor and extends his tamei evorim in.
Yeah, yeah.
For tahara because tikkun gavra shiny. We have to help this person escape his situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So how can we have a principle ain't like takana? It flies in the face of the exceptions we make for the mitzvah generally that he can come to the shar nikanor and do things that otherwise are illegal.
We try to help out every iguna too. Come turn over Shemayim Ba'aretz to help out an iguna. But unfortunately, sometimes you can't help them out. You know, you do the best you can. We're makel by iguna to say that you can have only one egg and have to two egg them, but we're assuming that she's going to go and do Rishon Harakira and she's going to find a lady dyke and all the rest. Mm-hmm. What happens if, unfortunately, Bahorig Laraklav, the husband comes back, even with her old due diligence and all that? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Tatum says, no, yeah, you do the best you can. There will be, unfortunately, situations.
This is Asham, which it doesn't even start. It's not Asham, that's Allah Lishma.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a designated Asham, but it was done in Allah Lishma.
And what's Allah? It's a kosher carbon. Kosher?
It's not a kosher asham. It's a kosher korban. It's a kosher and it could be also an asham tola. You know, you can say, well, in the parashah
asham. How are you going to do this week of Saddam on this asham? Are you going to do it like a chattas on four and tab? Are you going to do shtayim? You're going to go do it like a normal asham. Who's going to eat it? Is the Baalim going to eat it? No, the Kaan is going to eat it. You have all the rules and regulations
of
Rabbi Moshe.
He took the asham and he says,
whoever shecht is a shalom.
He thought he was doing a chattas.
Whatever
he does, it was ola. No, an ola, because it's.
Okay, so let's say there's a Lamont. He does all the way through. He's thinking it's an Ola. Doesn't he do bring the whole thing on the?
It also shleish. It could also be shleish shembalim. In other words, not for Reuven, but for Shimon, for Shlevi, for somebody else.
So it's different mitzvah. Everything properly, but it was for Shimon and
so
not Reuven.
Still is considered a double asham, and he can't have a double asham.
That's what
the only remedy I can imagine is if the person has mitzvah again, if somehow he has saras again, and then. And he was Muzgur Mukhlet, and then he had a Tara from the second
Sermon.
Maybe. Could be.
So you're saying, so he can come to the Machin, I just can't catch him?
That's right. He would be, the Hechsher that he would be missing, he would have no matter to be able to catch him. So that would be the problem. If you want to see how do I know about we're talking about kachim, skip a couple of lines in the Rashi, in the middle of the line, you see in the middle of the Rashi, it says, L'hachshirai. Limit soira zeh Letaroi, do you see that Rashi? Lechol b'kotchim. So we're focusing on the b'kotchim, we're not focusing about the chos amachna. So anyways, getting back to the Gemara, we're not finished yet, but at the moment we say, hocha in le'tekona, he's stuck. This is what Rabbi Yochanan held. Maskel Rav Chizah. So Rav Chizah says, one second, v'oisoi ksiv. Now what is the word oisoi? So again we have number one, v'loka hakoin es hakibis v'echad v'hikrib, so what is this kash of oisai? What Rav Chizah is saying is, Rabbi Yochanan, I agree with you vis-a-vis Rav Loza v'Rav Shimon she'ein leitakana, but I want to throw in even according to Rav Meir ein leitakana, because since it says oisai, you can only bring one carbon, you can't bring two carbonos. Look at the next Rashi. For oisai ksiv, the hikrev oisa li asham, oisa shahunaf im haloy, the one that you started off with at asham, v'loy acher v'afil ramayir nami ein leitakana. So now Reb Chizda makes it worse. According to no one, nobody holds his takana. Once you did a, you brought a carbon asham mitzayir asham mitzayir shloy lishmai, unfortunately you're stuck with it, and ein leitakana elamis, according to everybody.
Well, if it was a shinu balan, then the oso actually is a heter because it wasn't brought for him. If it's a shinu balim, if it's a shinu balim,
so when you say the same thing, hikram oisay liyashim.
I thought it was going to bring a heter. I was surprised it turned into a humrah.
I'm sorry.
I thought oso would be a heter because if you bring a heter,
I hear you loud and clear. But your question, shinu balim, the same thing as the hikram oisay, is not referring to a person. Hikram oisay is referring to the animal. The hikram oisay brings that carbon liyashim. What happens if he did it for an oila? Then say, well, it's not oisay liyashim, it's oisay liyoila.
Okay.
But the ma'aseh gemara holds that it's the same generic halacha that you have at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. It's kosher. Now, according to Chizah,
he's trapped.
However, even so, it's more kasha. It's not a bissel shver. It's not a tilsa. A bissel shver on Rabbi Yochanan. What would Rabbi Yochanan do? Presumably, he has some sort of teretz. So much so that Tani Kavos Rabbi Yochanan. Even though we think we slugged up Rabbi Yochanan, we have a price like Rabbi Yochanan. Hashem says Shasham to Shloi Deshmai. Oh, our case. Oishlan Hashem Idom Legam Behoinois. Har is the Oy Legam Mizbeach Vitoin Nesachim Vitzarach Hashem Achelach Shiroi. Says here in this brisa that what's the din? You brought an Hashem Atzer Shloi Deshmai. It's Oy Legam Mizbeach. It's fine and doin Nesachim and you give it to Kanim to eat and you put the Aymer. Everything is great. Only one thing is you have to bring a new Arshul Machshir because that's the din of Masechta Zvachim. First Mishnah, it's kosher. Now, according to Rav Chizda, there's nobody that holds that way.
Right. Even Rav Meir would say it's no good.
But however, according to Rav Yochanan, who is this Tana of this right here? Rav Meir, and you bring another Arshul. Is Rashi now Rav Chizda good Shabbos and good Chodesh? Rav Chizda Amalach, what is Rav Chizda going to tell you? My tzarich, when it says over here, "Betzorech Hashem Achlasir," means tzorech the Ein Loi Takana.
You can't bring it. You should, you could, you would, but you can't.
Exactly. So he has taka a religious obligation, a chodesh to bring it, but unfortunately, there's no way he can pay this debt because he's stuck. Betoni Tana, Freiting Marietz. Did we ever find such a connotation that the Braise or the Mishnah should use such a word? Tzarech, you have to do X, Y, and Z. And then when he wants to do the X, Y, and Z, we tell him, but sorry, but you can't do the X, Y, and Z. That sounds very strange.
Cool.
Yeah, there is such a case. Where's the case for Tanya? What happens if you have a Nozir min Moirat? Nozir means a Nozir who is bald. And we know the halacha is that after he finishes his 30 days, he has to go and take a ta'ar meaning a razor, and he has to shave off his head of all the hair. He's unfortunately bald. So Beishami Oimim, Tzorech Avoras Tara. You got to put a ta'ar anyway. Beisil Oimim, Ein Tzorech Avoras Tara. If he has no hair, he can't do it. So what is, I understand what Beisil means, it ain't Tzorech Avoras Tara. But what does Beishamai mean, Tzorech Avoras Tara? V'omra vina, kishoimim Beishamai, Tzorech, when he says Tzorech, means Tzorech v'ein lo takana. This Nozir is stuck forever. He will continue to be a Nozir forever, and you can tell me, it's not going to bother us too much with the hair.
Because
he has no hair. Of course he could have hair in the back, whatever. But the Gemara means to say is, he won't be able to drink wine, he won't be in the Tam of the Mason, he'll be stuck as a Nozir forever and ever, Tzorech v'ein lo takana. Ah, so that's what the Gemara meant to say, yes, I do find a Tana that holds Tzorech v'ein lo takana, so that could be the same thing over here, says Rav Chizda, when it says that by the Hashem Metzorah, that was Shchita Shaloi L'Shemai, Tzorech, he has to bring another Asher Macher, but he can't. in Tvei Lai Takana, just like this Beis Shammai. However, says the Gemara, Upliga, however, this argues with Reptas, the Amr Reptas, Beishami of Reblaza Amru Dover Echad. Reptas, in fact, said that don't interpret Beishami Tzarech Meimle Takana, but in fact, Tzarech Havoras Tar, just like Reblaza. Vus is there, Beishami Reblaza. Beishami Hademan, the one that we just got finished with, that the Nazir should put his tar on his head. Reblaza, the Sanya. Or is it the Tanan? Yeah, the Tanan Mishnah. Ein loy boyin yada boyin regel in the Tara Lamas. What happens if you have a Metzoyer? Metzoyer, the only way he's going to be Tohar is if you go and apply first the blood, the Dam HaHashem, and then the Loik Shemin on his behindness. Nebuchadnezzar Lushka behindness. Now, if the person lost his thumb and the right big toe on the foot, why? He was born that way. It was never an accident. There was an explosion. Whatever it was, he lost it by niyad, by regular. Emi Taralim said, he can't apply the Shemin and the Yisak. Reb Lazar, no. Noisen al Mekoyme v'yoytze. You can be yoytze by noisen al Mekoyme. What does it mean, noisen al Mekoyme? Let the Metzoyer put his hand, the Mushal, on the table. We're assuming that he does have two or three or four other fingers. He's just missing the thumb. So you know where the thumb would have been, could have been, should have been. So you just apply the dam or the shaman on the coin, on the invisible virtual thumb on the table. Reb Shimon Aimer, and Nosan al Shal Smol Yatsa, you have another eight. Even though the Torah says it's got to be boy yada yamanis, boy regular yamanis, if this person has no yamanis, you put on the smile. But what do I see according to Reb Lazar? It's tzarech v'yesh loy takana. You gotta put it on the boyin yad boyin regel. You don't have boyin yad boyin regel, then just go through the motions. Put it on the time of the yotze.
Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon are the people who are the same Reb Lazar. Is the same Reb Lazar ben Shemua?
Yes, same Reb Lazar.
Okay,
but now the point is we're saying that Reb Lazar holds like Beis Shammai. Now, what did Beis Shammai say? That you have to go and be maver satar on his bald head. So the way we learned until now, according to Ravina, Kishoimim, according to Beis Shammai, Tzarech Tzarvein Leitakana, he has no hair, so don't bother putting the tar on. Beis Shammai says Tzarech Tzarvein Leitakana, he's going to be stuck as a noser forever. Uplig ad Repedos, Repedos says no. Beis Shammai and Reb Lazar Amru Dover Echad, the both of them say go through the motions, even though it looks kind of meaningless, but it does have a lachic meaning. So what are you going to do? The person is talking bald, take the razor and just scrape it against his scalp from the top to the back to the front, just pull it back and forth. Not one hair is going to come out, but who cares? Says Beis Shammai, you just go through the motions and you take the tzarech, so therefore that's a tzarech v'yesh loy takana. So you don't have a raya to Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said tzarech v'yesh loy takana. Did we ever find tzarech v'yesh loy takana? No, we never found it according to Reb Das. According to Reb Avinu, we found it by Beis Shammai, but not according to Reb Das. Fine. Lo shtikl, Tana Rabban. Now, we spoke so much about the Asham, so we're going to continue talking a little bit more about the Asham and Tzayra. Remember, the focus on the Amud Aleph was on the Loik Shemen. Here we're focusing now on the Dam, because the way the Psukim read in Parshas Matzayra is first you go and shech the Asham. You take from the Dam or Asham, and you take some of it, and you put a taka on the Tenuch Oizen, and the Boyin Yad, and the Boyin Regel, and then you take from the Loik Shemen, and you repeat a repeat performance, that you put the Shemen on top of the Tenuch, and the Boyin, and the Boyin. Okay. Now, by definition, if you're taking some of the blood, that means you're not devoting all of the blood to this carbon like you normally would to do Zrikas on the Mizbeach, but rather you're taking some of the blood for the special dinner of the Dama Asham for the Bahais. Okay, so Tanur Ban, for Lachem Dama Asham, you have to take some of the blood. Yochel Bekli, I would think, anytime you take blood from the Tzavar of the animal, it's with a Mizrak, here too, you take it with a Kli. Tamalayim V'nosan, it also says V'nosan. Manasina Batzvah Shalkoyin, Afal Kicha B'atzvah Shalkoyin. Just like by the Sinas Hadam. How do you do it? He applies with his finger onto the boyin yad, boyin regel, onto the tenuch. He does it with his fingers, he does it with his hand. Here too, when he accepts the blood, when he's mekabel the blood from the asham, he does it with his hands. Yochav le mizbeach, okay? So maybe here too, with the gabi, the zrikas on the mizbeach, he should also be mekabel with his hand. Tamaloy meki chatas o asham, hu, machatas to unakli, af asham to unakli. In other words, it's like your normal standard carbon that you have to take a mizrak, accept the blood, and go and spritz on the mizbeach.
Is we saying that the blood that the Kohen takes is applied to Mitzorah? He did the Kabbalah Biyad with his hands from the Tzavra of the Behema.
Correct.
And that's the blood that he's now going. But how could he affect the Kabbalah? Then he has to take one of his fingers and then apply it. So he's cupping his hands, both hands or one hand,
right,
and
right.
then taking with his right finger and applying it.
And that says the Feish in the Torah. That's not a Shaila. You go back to Parashas Mitzvah. You know?
Oh, very
dexterous. Yeah, very dexterous, exactly. Mm-hmm. Find okay. So let's go to Mitzvayra.
Dalit.
On first pasuk Yibbeis, you start off a lachach hakayin is a kibbutz echad hikar ba'isa la'asham. That's your asham. Yes, like asham and main if I do tufa, you have to make a tuma. Shachar is a kibbutz, etc. Yudav, the lokach hakoyin midamo asha, benasan hakoyin, al tenuch oizen mitar yamanis, vavoyin yod yamanis, vavoyin ragal yamanis. He goes and takes the blood, and he puts it on all those three plates. Yeah. And the lokach hakoyin milik, shomi yotzal hakaf hakoyin asmolis. Now he takes the shemen, and he pours it into the kaf, asmolis. The tovel hakoyin is, that's why yamanis men hashem shal kaf asmolis. He puts his finger in. First he does v'hisa men hashem, that's why shem upon him, like we had before. Omi yas hashem shal kaf in his hand. Yitha hakoyin atanuch, tanuch. Vano yisa wiz, he put it al damo asham, the same place where the damo asham was previously. Vano yisa v'shem hashal kaf hakoyin, he puts it in the roshim itayim, etc. So the Gemara is telling us that just like by the loik shemen, he had the kapoy asmolis, where he dipped his finger in each time. Same thing with the blood. The blood he had now kapoy asmolis, and he kept on dipping his finger in.
But he also did the kapoy. So that asham, he had a kabbalah, it was an asham, so he had a kabbalah in a kli.
And
he had to do his rikah
on
his back. And also kabbalah in the kaf.
And exactly what the Gemara tells us now, exactly like you're saying. Zog to Gemara. From this you see that Asham Mitzvah, there were Shnei Kohanim Mikabel Mezdomai, there were Taka two Kabbalah Saddam. Echad Biyah, Viyachad Bekli. Zeshikiv Bekli, Bala Eitzel Mezbech, and he did the normal Zeshikiv. Zeshikiv Biyah, Bala Eitzel Mitzvah, just like you said. Good?
Okay.
It's a freedom.
Thank you.
Next. Tanan Hassan. The Kulam Mitam Begodim with the Sraf and Besadeshan. Baruch Hashem, we're finished with the Mitzvah. We're coming back now to our Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. Now, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim unfortunately had a couple of mishaps. Whilst he was doing the Zrikas Azois, Lefnai Velefnim, some of the blood spilled out. What are you going to have to do? You have to go to bring a brand new par or brand new soyer. Okay, he brought a new one. And then out in the Heichol, again he spilled the blood. He's going to have to bring a brand new par. Or brand new soy. When it came to the Mizbeach, it spilled a brand new part. Or a brand new. What are we going to do with all of these parts?
Running out of animals.
Zokti Tanan, Hasan. The Kulon Mitamim Begodim and the Nisrafim Abesadeshim. All of them you have to go and burn. Meaning, par number one, number two, number three, soy number one, number two, number three. I mean, theoretically, you could even have up to 1,000 or more. Each time it's spilled, you have to bring a brand new one. The all Mitam Begodim. Why is it Matam Begodim? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ba'asoyed of Oysam Yecham is Begodim Lamayim. So, all of them you have to burn, all of them are Matam Begodim, Divrei Reb Lozev Reb Shem. The Chomayim in Matam Begodim, in the Sofam Beis Adeshin, Elo Achrein, only the final one, Ha'il Begomer Bei Kapara, because that was the first, that was the final one that did the Kapara, and that's it, you don't go beyond that. Okay.
So what do you do with the other? What do you do with the others? Kvura? What do you do with them? It's a puzzle korban.
You would. Continue.
You normally would burn it. A puzzle korban. If a regular chatas, the blood spilled out, you didn't do zrika, no mate.
Anything that becomes puzzle inside the base of English, you go and burn in the base of Desh and in the base of English. Anything that you're doing the way you're supposed to in our Gemara,
right.
You take out the base of Desh and Michutz Lamachna, and you burn it over there. So yes, you would burn it, but you burn it two different places.
Okay.
Since Rav in his question is assuming that if the soyer was the one that the blood spilled, you have to bring a new soyer l'Hashem. He's assuming also you have to do a new hagrola. So besides the soyer l'Hashem, you're also going to have the soyer l'Azazel. So each time you do a new soyer, you're going to have to do a new soyer. So how many seirim are you going to send l'Azazel?
Right.
Because they didn't, none of them, the blood spilled.
Right.
So you can have theoretically 3, 5, 10 seirim l'Azazel. Tell me, he's going to send out his whole flock of seirim, like you were saying before. He's going to have to send them all away. He's burning all of these that spilled the blood. So just like you have Edrei Seirim for 3, 5, 10, you're going to have to have 3, 5, 10 of the Lazazah. So if you want to be dummy, how can you compare? Hachiksev oisoy. What does he mean? The Gabi, the Sor Lazozel, it says the Shalach oisoy Lazozel. You'd only send one. You wouldn't go and send multiple ones. Now the question is, which one would you go and send? Amachloikis. It might have popped him. Shayd Rabba Mirisha Mishalech. Rabsi Mishmed Rabba Oma Achre Mishalech. The Gemara says why one holds one way, the other way. To be continued tomorrow, Mir Tishem Rabbi Yisai. Agin Shabbos, Agin Choygish David. Thank you for joining us.